And then we have what we call the barn owl. Some people call a monkey owl. I have one mounted at the range. They have kind of a monkey face on them. They're strictly a red owl, you might say. And then there's a little blue eye, they call them. It's a grayish owl, but small, only about that high. You hear them at night. It's sitting as a... I have one, I might be hibernating that big oak over here, I hear it every once in a while. And then there's still a smaller type of owl they call the burrow owl. It's on the same order though.
You have the small one with the high-pitched voice.
Yeah, and talk about the horned owls. They can scare the daylights out of you if you don't know what it is. As kids, you know, we go hunting, we had an old cooler lantern, that's the only thing we had. The flashlights were unknown. And they'd sit in the treetop, and when you get there, they give out a war whoop, you know. Quite different of what their normal hooting is. And brother, Ed, you just want to jump and run.
Have you ever heard the little one called a screech owl?
Screech owl, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Since you mentioned it, let me ask you, you mentioned a coal oil lantern. Any other name for coal oil?
Kerosene.
Kerosene.
Yeah.
That's the same thing.
But back yonder, coal oil was a common name.
Did you ever hear of anybody taking some coal oil and a bottle and something for wick and making a makeshift lamp?
Right. Lamp? In a cave, that's the best light you can have. Better than the lantern itself. When I went to college at Georgetown, there was a cave. It had an entrance and an exit about two blocks from each other. And soil content was more or less of a caliche type, if you know what I mean. And you could have a flashlight, it just blind you. You could have a cooler lantern, and it wouldn't do anything for you. And they all used a bottle with coal oil and a rag wig. It had a red flame. And you could see.
Was there a name for that thing?
I don't know that I ever heard a name for it. We just knew it, that bottle.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't have called it anything like a flambeau, would you?
No, not that I know of.
Have you ever heard of anything called a smudge pot?
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, put in orchards on, keep from freezing. I never had any, but I've seen plenty. And you go down in the valley, you see whirls of them in the citrus country.
Mm-hmm. You grow any citrus fruits in this area?
Oh, it gets too cold. I fooled. I had a seedling, which could mean anything. And the fruit, as a rule, is bitter. Well, you can't eat it, see? Mm-hmm. So I budded. I used to do a lot of tree budding and so on, pecans. So I budded that citrus. And of course you had to use a skin graft. And I got some started on it. And just when they were old enough and were blooming, here we got a little late frost come and froze it down. That was it. Then that finished me off the citrus. No more. Just don't pay in this country here.
Well, what are the fruits that you have success with?
Well, I don't have much success with any of them right now, but peach, pear, and apricot if you have the right type of soil. Those are apricot, that big one. It only had about 3 dozen this year, where it should have had 3 bushels.